Okay, we're holding here in the Inyan Rosh Menes in Birchas Avos. We're here in Alishur. It's on page Amud Shinayin Hey. So I have the next one. So we spoke about Elkei Avos and the fact that every single person in Klal Yisrael has a nekuda of Avos in him, or else we wouldn't have the chutzpah of facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless we had that in us. And now it's so Elkeinu Elkei Avoseinu, Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov. First, Rak Avos HaKadoshim Zochu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yichad Shmo Aleihem. The only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a name as being the God of was only Avos. Even though in different Oifanim, Moshe Rabbeinu is considered greater. Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who saw through Asbaklayash Amira and so on. But in terms of being Elokei, it's only those. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is Isha Kimev Hashem. But Zui Madrega Cheres. I want to first explain, in light of what I said before, just to give a little bit time why it is like that. The word Av means somebody who brought in something into the world. Like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Av is Mahdika Toldos. You can't be an Av unless you have a Toldo. The Avos are the ones that their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is Yesh Me'ayindik. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not there, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Avos, was there. And it's a very, very... we need to recognize, just in terms of the different Madregas, Moshe Rabbeinu's daga was much, much bigger. In as he was called Spatkai Mira, his nevuah is no one else had Torah given through him. But he wasn't the first person to bring a Kaddish Baruch into the Bria. In the Milo of Yesh Me'ayin, just like Lahavdol of Avdolos, let's think a minute about something parallel. The person who engineered a huge building has a lot of chachma, but the person who thought of the wheel, he has maybe less chachma. But to go from no wheel to a wheel, the level of creativity of Yesh Me'ayin is shayach over there. Everything else is an extreme development of it. In other words, chidush and hemshech are two different worlds. And b'meil Avraham Avinu, at the most of all, the Rambam writes someplace, he named his son Avraham after the Rosh and Rishon L'chol Maminim. To Avraham Avinu, to the Rambam, the idea that somebody brought Emuna when it was not there is overwhelming. The Rambam couldn't name his son Moshe, so we don't have any way of comparing how the Moshe, but the Hagasha that this, the Avos, each and every one of them brought in a different Yesh Me'ayin. Let's explain this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad in its totality is not really... we need to break it down to some more basic anhagis. And therefore, the three Mahalchim Avodah, just like all of Pirkei Avos, are three. Al Shleish Dvar Ma'olam Oymed. Al Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Well, you could all say on Yiddishkeit. I don't know, or say Torah and include everything in it. But that's not the way it works. There are three different elements that for us are just about basic. So Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, each one brought in another piece. The Kalal is the amount of for something flat to stand stably and not fall over needs three legs. One leg is precarious, two legs doesn't work great at all, Three legs is a tripod stance and stable. So the three of us, each one put a leg in a different facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a gilui. These are the basic mehalchim. And b'meila, we now have Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yaakov. Very similar to what we saw last week when he brought down the Chazal, that the Ma'aseh of Shem Meshatach, that the Goy said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem Meshatach. The Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yaakov, is because we didn't perceive chesed in the world until Avraham came. And like we said last time, it's good I to repeat it. Beautiful ideas exist up there. They're virtual. It's virtual virtue. It doesn't exist as a real mitzias. Sometimes long it says you got to be giving, I'll be this, I'll be that. Great, it's fine, very inspiring. But when you see it actually acted out in a person, when a person expresses those ideas mitzias, it becomes a reality in the world. When I tell somebody, you know, learning the Shachatayim is Sechte, Ibal Pez, Gevaldik, and so on and so forth, and that's how you come to talk on that. Fine, it's nice. It sounds right, and it's good, it's wonderful. But it's not real. When somebody actually did it, does it, then you say, okay, it's there, it's a Metzias. So each of the others brought a different Metzias into the world. Avram, the Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak, the Mida of. It's called different names, but where the Gevura, and Gevura is the ability to totally to demand everything of yourself. To be Kavish as Yisra means I can close off myself totally to the point of giving up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, absolutely. And Yaakov, who brought a mid of Emes, which is the appropriate use of these midas in the world. So he says, "Vaydei aves zochah klai Yisrael l'kei Yisrael hashkachu shmiel yoyna mesecheres rakim klai Yisrael." Le'nema l'kei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Doesn't say l'kei Avraham Yaakov. Ki kol echad mi aves higia madrasa mi atzmoi, v'loi somcho mashekir mavim sikreina b'lavad. Each one of these aves developed a certain, there's a certain yesh ma'ay in each one of the aves, and that's why they're called aves. U'be'emes higia kol echad mi l'kav achash avoydeh. The fact that each one is radically different than his predecessor means that it's his own. Let's go back to our muscle with a table and a chair and so on. There's a mission sukkah that if you say mecha sukkah I'll carry a mita. You, the sukkah is being supported by your bed, so really the sukkah is as good as the bed is in terms of the halachas and so on. When imagine that I have a table that's standing on 3 feet, but the two of those feet are weak and they're being supported by the third foot, so they don't have much of a 3 feet supporting it. It's 1 foot supporting it, because that 1 foot is supporting the other ones also. So it's a fake. It's like, imagine a building is standing on five pillars, but two or three of those pillars are wobbly, and they're supported by a column attached by beams attached to the middle column. So that column is carrying all the weight. The fact that they have five pieces there doesn't mean anything. If the others had just been a second version, you know, Avram 0.1, 0.2, then Yitzchak and Yaakov would not be their own yichud. These are three mehalchim that each one in itself can be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, but since each one is a hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, then all three together support it in a way that is stable. Imagine, let's take an example of emunah. A person has different avenues to support his emunah. So one could be a rational process of, you know, where did this come from, how could it be, and so on and so forth. There could be an emotional type of thing where a person senses there must be a And there could be edus, dormi pidor, that there was a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was clear to everybody HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on scale and so on. Because these are independent avenues, each one independent of the other, when you have all three together, you get that stable surface where something stands strong. If you have only one leg, so if you emotionally feel that way, but Seichel says it can't be, that wobbles. If your Seichel says, I can prove it, but your heart's not into it, so that's also not stable. The stability lies where you have three different independent avenues standing together and supporting it. So the Lekei Avraham, Lekei Tzvi Yaakov, each and every one of them is a whole Mahalach of Likus. In the Mahalach of Chesed of Avraham, it's something that's not this worldly. In this world, Chesed doesn't exist. Everything's interested in preserving itself. That's the Metzias. In the Mahalach of Yitzchak, where a person is totally oymed for Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there's a total negation of self, that's something that physically doesn't exist. It's coming from something else. And in Yaakov, where you're shelling tzu to a midah of emes, that's also something that comes down to one nekuda and so on. So all three together give us the strength of what we're coming from. When it says chuta mishul zomer yonatek, is these three. So when we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through three different avenues. The avenue of the herring toiv, the avenue of the herring din, and the avenue of the herring emes, all three of them. So he says, loy nemal kever to kol echad m'avis ubermes ki giyo kachma lekav achsha voida, and so on. The oldest farim, the Goyen in his Siddur and so on, they all explain that the bracha of Avis, Alkei Avraham, Kitzu Yaakov, Alkei Lagod, Lagibor Anoira, Kel Olyoin, Goymo Chazon Toivim, Bekoyne Akoyel, Vazechas, Te Avois, Umeibu Goyel of Neib Neam, and so on, are 3-3-3, and each one of this is parallel. In other words, the bracha itself is all Avis, and they are different layers, each one parallel. So Godol, Gibor, and Nora are parallel to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Gomel Chasam Toivis, Koine Akoil, and Zoichachas Te'ovois are parallel to those. The pshat is Avis express themselves as Avis. In other words, our Hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through three avenues, and we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pu'ulos in the world in these three areas, and they will bring about the Geula and the Tikkun at the end through these three Afanim. And the fact, like we said before, what's important to remember is because these three Afanim are independent of each other, each one stands on its own, together they form a Chuta Meshulash Le'mer Yonatek. So had Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov just been versions of each other in the Mahalach Shaboy, it wouldn't have the strength. Just like if you take the same, you know, it's like the Moshe said before, if two of the feet are supported by the third foot, it doesn't add strength to the third foot. If anything, it maybe even diminishes. But because each foot is independent and the table is supported by all 3 feet, that's where you get that strength. So it goes into Kela God Lagiba Vaneira. It's a pasuk. Let's explain the point of this, because it's nagia. It's a language and vocabulary used in many places, and important to understand the tachlis of it. The Gemara says that if a person's learning if a person should always make his learning klolim and not pratim. They should be rules rather than details. When a person learns and he just has a million facts, the person has nothing. There's no chachma in it. It's data. The difference between data and chachma is that chachma is the ability to put a structure around something and to show how everything comes from one inyan. So chachma is taking all the pieces and showing how it comes from one point. The purpose of the Mekubalim when they use 10 spheres, I could list 50 million spheres. I know there's the mahalach of trees, and there's the mahalach of grass, and of parking lots, and of everything else. Everything's Ma'is Hashem. So why 10? Why not 10 billion? The answer is, the chachma is to be able to understand how these pieces are like of a tree, and you keep going back and back and back to a common shoresh. The people who come to be menageach emuna, and they do it by showing that, you know, all of life is like a tree, and it branches and it comes back to one unit, and that proves to us that everything evolved from a common DNA. Well, in my mind, it proves that Hashem Echad created Marabu Masech Hashem who's one, and the fact that everything branches back, comes back like the branches and the twigs of the tree all come back to the root. That's exactly the emes of the Bria. So all the midas, the maila of having certain organized midas. Let's take a look. Let's give an example. Let's show two things, just so we get the idea of these things. You have a discipline like chemistry, where you can categorize the elements, show you the differences, and construct a hierarchy of elements and parts of elements, and how the element is formed makes a difference, and so on and so forth. Less van der Pollock, in other words, it's a metzias. Something like psychology, every few years, it's reorganized totally. And sometimes the guy who was a Meshugna 5 years ago, today is Gar ahead of the game. It depends how you structure. There's no way, we don't have a handle on structuring mental conditions. We just don't have it, because it doesn't work like that. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us gets some meaning when we're able to understand how from one Sheirish things came out more and more. So it comes down to three basic shrashim, which are Merumas and Avam Yaakov, and it flows out into Shishim Ribu and many, many more. So Keil, Agodl, Agibor, V'Anoira. These are the three Anhagas. What are they? Eilim, Akav, Nekron, Sparang, Tesh, Chesedin, V'Rachmim. These are the three basic. The word kav means a line, in other words, sort of a line, emanating from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Sfarim call Chesed and Din and Rachmim, which are the three basic, those legs at the table, connected to Avramasakar. Dor HaMidba Hikir Shlosh Mishael Begoli. The Dor HaMidba recognized all of them. How? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he honestly said, Hokeil HaGodol HaGibor VaNoro. First of all, Godol HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'midas Chastoi. It says, it's a Rashi in Eschan, it's Godlecha Zumidas Tuvcha. Godlecha means expansiveness. When a person gives, he's taking his metzias and expanding it outwards. And so Kolzman, things are by me, they're by me. As I give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, everything is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands the world by giving to the world, giving existence, giving continued existence, etc. V'chasis baruch hikiru b'mon b'salamayim u'bevorim v'atzol chuk saratz. Gvurasoi hikiru izbaruch hikiru b'golui b'kriyas yamsu b'oinshon shon avaviyu ha'misayinim v'anga kairach. They recognize there's a second way of looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gil in the Bria. The first one is at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Bria, and everything we have our existence and our continued existence, everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu, how the world is built to supply us with what we need. That's one great gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. There's a second gilu, and that's called the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demanding of us. There's a midas hadin. People held accountable. People need to live up to some standards, to din, and din is exacted. So when Klal Yisrael saw the oinshim of Kiyas Yamsuf, Nervaviyu, and Misoinim Raglim, they deherred din. Now, that's the opposite of Tuvcha. Tuvcha is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, where there's a Yesh Me'ayin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevuras are where he reigns in. And he says, I don't give everywhere. You know, you have to earn your keep, and everything is held accountable for it. And that's a mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they recognized the mid when they saw. And finally, Neur Oysav Yisbarach, Nizgalo bar Sinai v'chaka beis HaMikdash. Wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself, in a way, this midah is a harder one to tag. It's more important in many ways. It's called Neira. Gevura means where I exact a punishment from you and I impose myself on you. Neira is where something appears that frightens me, that holds me in awe. It's my doing, but it's because of it. The midah, it's an expression of a yira, but not a yira that came from, for instance, let's take Yitzchak Yaakov. Yitzchak's midah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Valei Lo'ila. There's no two ways about it. He's laying on the Mizbeach, and he's Afrit Tzavu Munach Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Avinu woke up from a dream. The dream did nothing to him, but he said, Manoira Mokam Azeh. He himself was in awe. Neira is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he inspires in others the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fear, of greatness. So din is where he imposes, chesed is where he gives, and neira is an midah, which is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live in awareness of the greatness of din. Let's give a simple example. In chinuch and in a school or family situation, you have a place where it's hefka and kids can do whatever they want. That is so you're very giving. You're throwing candies at them. They're doing whatever you want to do, and it's fine and it's good. Not so fine. Not so good. It has its limitations. You have a place where you impose a very, very strong discipline, and you say this is what you have to do, and you can't do this, and it's by imposition. That creates one desirable element, but it doesn't allow for self-development. The first one allows for self, but no development. The second one might allow for development, but not self. I'm turning out robots or whatever it is. The third one is where I inspire the kids to know what's right and wrong so that they do what's right and they don't do what's wrong. That's an extraordinary midah. That means, neira means where I cast on the person so that he recognizes the emes. Yaakov, Chelek and Ruchnis have learned Torah. When a person has other inyanim on top, those inyanim, other inyanim don't carry. Torah is, I learn it, I recognize as Dvar Hashem, and then I do it because of Hakara. As opposed, when somebody doesn't learn something, something's imposed on him. So I bow to authority. But when I deher authority, that's in my life. So, Neuroses Baruch Nizgala Bar Sinai Chakras HaMikdash. In the places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself, it's meant to evoke in people their Hakara of Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is meant to be, I'm meant to be in awe. It's just like, let's say, when I'm a benefactor to somebody and I keep giving him. So the tendency is the more I give, the less I'm appreciated, and really I'm doing very little for the person who's just getting like that. But imagine a situation where I have somebody who's a bardas and a bal nefesh, and the more I give him, the more he feels, wow, you know, I owe this person so much. How can I repay it? For us, if a person had it right, the more he got, the one who said that or expressed that sentiment was Yaakov when he said, "Katonti mikola chasodim." The more you've given me, the less I become. I feel overwhelmed. I recognize that everything I have, and b'meil I feel overwhelmed. So Avram was one HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to. Yitzhak was one HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maktin. He was afraid tzav munach. Yaakov was the one who, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's largesse, he felt totally nismayed. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the less he felt. Those are the three pills, those are the three ups. Okay, we'll hold it here.